rain without measure in order to proclaim the loud cry message to those people that are in Babylon and the rest of the world. Councils on Diets and Foods, page 33. I was shown that if God's people make no effort on their part, but wait for the refreshing to come upon them and remove their wrongs and correct their errors, if they depend upon that to cleanse them from the filthiness of flesh and spirit and fit them to engage in the loud cry of the third angel, they will be found wanting. The refreshing power of God comes only on those who have prepared themselves for it by doing the work which God bids them, namely, cleansing themselves from all filthiness of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Brothers and sisters, once again, the bottom line principle of this whole study of the purification of God's church is that before the test, before the time where we either receive the seal of God or the mark of the beast, before that time, we will have prepared a character for one or the other of those marks, either the seal of God or the mark of the beast. If we're going to prepare for the seal of God, then we have a work to enter into with the Holy Spirit, which is a work of perfecting holiness in the fear of God. If we enter into this work, we will be among those that are sealed. If we don't, we will be among those that are spewed out of the mouth of the Lord and receive the mark of the beast. This is one of the deceptions that Adventism is paralleling with the Jewish misunderstanding of prophecy when they didn't know that Christ was the Messiah. There is many in Adventism today that thinks the latter rain is what's going to purify. Brothers and sisters, there isn't a word in the Bible or spirit of prophecy that you can demonstrate that false thought upon. It isn't there. Great Controversy, 6:11, 6:12. The great work of the gospel is not to close with less manifestation of the power of God than marked its opening. The prophecies which were fulfilled in the outpouring of the former rain at the opening of the gospel are again to be fulfilled in the latter rain at its close. Here are the times of refreshing to which the Apostle Peter looked forward when he said, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus." In our next presentation, we're going to look a little bit closer at this blotting out of sin. Brothers and sisters, the judgment goes on in a continuum. What do I mean by a continuum? Well, every aspect of it is it's in a sequence. It begins with the dead. It ends with the living. It begins in agreement with